order. Dave, can you please call the roll?
Council President Furman?
Present.
Alder Carter?
Present.
Alder Verveer?
Here.
Alder Figueroa Cole?
Here.
Council President Furman, you have quorum.
Great, thank you. Can we get the IT intro, please?
Yep. All right, welcome to our virtual meeting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. Members of the committee, if you're able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you're able, please activate your video when you're speaking. In this meeting, panelists have the ability to mute and unmute themselves. Panelists also have the ability to add pronouns after their names if they choose. Please do not alter the current naming convention. Simply add text after your name. Please use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. Staff, please use the raise hand feature when you're asked a question. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. Staff will tell you when your time is up. After speaking, a member of the body may ask you a question. If you need to share documentation with the committee, please send it to the email listed on today's agenda. President Furman, floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I'm going to load up our registration report. I believe we do have one registrant for our first public general public comment item. John Becker. Is John Becker here?
Yes. Are you able to hear me?
We can. Go ahead.
Thank you. My name is John J.O.N. Becker. I live on the north side near Rindell Park, northeast side. Thank you for the opportunity to comment. I want to start off by thanking the cities for its plans to finance the carbon GAC filter for the Well 15, and to praise the staff who led the meeting at the Eastside Community Center recently, especially Krishna Kumar and then Joe Grande, who made me feel heard and also took recommendations I made by email and affirmed those and responded within 24 hours. It was a great process. I had asked the mayor a couple months ago for meetings with her about the Imagination Center and the Metro staff fare free transit option. And I was told that those meetings would not happen. So tonight I'm just talking about potential budget savings, since you're the finance committee on those two projects. I wanted you to be aware that the public still has not received any alternative scenarios for the Imagination Center, aside from putting it inside a park where no housing can be built atop the building, unlike Penny Library. And so the revenue projections for that will, of course, be millions to the less for the city, because there won't be property tax from either residential or mixed use property tax paying units. And we are now being told there's going to be a master plan revision for the park. The neighborhood has been, in the greater community, expecting that there would be a lengthy process for a usual master plan revision. Instead, this is going to be jammed through in 1 month during the last days of August. And it seems to be a given, despite much input for 3 years, that this thing is going to be put inside the park. And there's been no response to those of us who wanted otherwise for 2.5 years. Finally, last week, I was able to get a meeting with Eric Knepp, 2 weeks ago, pardon me. And he brought 4 staff members from Parks, despite me asking him to forego that because it was unnecessary. And it was a very uncomfortable meeting. I'll put notes to the Parks Board, but I have called the chair of the Parks Board and talked with Emily Nam about how poorly that meeting went. As far as the transit question I wanted to raise tonight, we had a fare option study by staff last year that included a fare-free transit analysis, but was deficient. It didn't include several factors that will be in the forthcoming National Transportation Resource Board's report on how to analyze fare-free transit and other fare options. And I happen to be able to get a look at the draft document for that forthcoming report and input it to
John. That's 3 minutes. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions for John? Hey, John, thank you for joining us this evening. We have no other registrants for general public comment, and so we'll move on to our agenda. Does any members of the body have any disclosures or recusals that they'd like to make? Not seeing any, we'll move on to our consent agenda. Do alders have items that they would like removed from the consent agenda besides item 8, which will be a closed session item? I will note we have a registrant available to answer questions on number 7. Are there items that alders would like pulled from the consent agenda? Not seeing any. Alder Carter, would you mind moving the consent agenda? Oh, you're muted.
Thank you. I move the consent agenda.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Alder Revere. Unless I see any objections, I'm going to assume approval by unanimous consent. Great, that was pretty easy. So at this time, we'll move on to item number 8 on our agenda. Alder Carter, would you mind moving us into closed session?
Closed session. When the Finance Committee considers the following matter, it may go into closed session pursuant to section 19.85 subsection 1E Wisconsin Stats, which reads the following: deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specific public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require such a closed session. If the Finance Committee does go into closed session, notice is hereby given pursuant to section 19.85 subsection 2 Wisconsin Stats that it may reconvene in open session without waiting 12 hours as specified in the statute.
Okay, I believe I need to get a second on that.
Second.
Thank you, Alder Revere. And then do we call roll on going into closed session? Somebody can help me on that.
I think we do.
Correct, Dave, we'll call the roll.
Yeah, we need roll call. You ready?
Yep.
Council President Furman?
Yes.
Alder Carter?
Present.
Alder Revere?
Aye.
Alder Figueroa Cole?
Aye.
Alder Carter, you need to vote aye or nay on this roll call.
Aye.
Thank you. That's adopted.
Okay, if we can go into closed session, staff that doesn't need to be here, please leave. And I guess we will also stop the recording.
All right, let me just make sure that we are live streaming. All right, we are live streaming.
Thank you. So we've just come out of closed session. The report out of closed session is that we discussed multiple issues and advised staff on our negotiating posture as a city and more to come on this project. And I believe that is the end of our agenda. So I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move adjournment.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn. Is there any objection to recording unanimous vote in favor? Seeing no objection, we are adjourned. Thank you all. Stay cool. Enjoy the rest of your evening.